Welcome to the Plan Vision Podcast, where we share simple, straightforward investment and planning ideas for normal people. The description in this podcast is for informational purposes only. Do not construe this as personal tax, financial, or legal advice for your situation.
Hey, this is Mark Thorell with the Plan Vision Podcast. This topic will be about the quest for passive income, which I see a lot of and read a lot about and even hear about some of my clients. It's a great idea, right? Just do nothing and get passive income. Who doesn't want that? Great out. Be great life, wouldn't it? You know, seems to me like the best thing to do is become a rock star. Just make music that they buy for 30 or 40 years or write a book that everyone wants to read forever. Be a great way to generate passive income. Or you could start a business and then it'll just run itself. You can just step away, right? And for those that might be doing that, they can just roll their eyes right now. It's as if it's that easy. I got another great idea. Why don't you just go get a ton of money, like $20 million, and live off that? That'll produce passive income for you. So generating passive income is a great goal, and it's a wonderful way to live. You can enjoy your life. You can improve the life because you're happier of those people around you. Donate some of your time, some of your money to causes that are important to you. And of course, with passive income, you know, they say that money doesn't buy happiness. And, you know, there's always these examples of these miserable people that won the lottery. They got a lot of money. I understand. Okay. But give me a chance at it. I'd love to have a chance at that. I think I'd be actually pretty successful at it. It brings me to the idea of passive income. How do you go about getting it? The one that seems to be common amongst the people that I work with is just getting a property. Well, I'll just invest in this property. I'll pay the mortgage off in 30 years, and then it will produce passive income. Blogging is another one. Just start blogging. Now, I think most bloggers would probably say that it's not quite that passive. You have to keep being productive and blog and be creative. Create an ebook that people buy over and over again. I kind of mentioned that one earlier. Passive income has its limitations. Like, bloggers got to keep blogging. I think musicians got to keep producing output. But the one that comes back over and over again from my clients is just getting property. And that's the big one amongst those that are pursuing financial independence. I don't think it's quite that simple. You have to invest in the property. There might be a lot of work you got to put into it over time. You got to pay off the mortgage, the financing that came along with it. And then there's the outcome of this whole thing. Is it really going to be that much money? At the end of this whole process, are you going to have enough monthly income, or are you just going to be disappointed by what it's able to produce for you? Remember the story about in the 401k industry a few years ago, there have been, you know, various different ideas about how to improve savings for folks here in the States. And one of these brilliant ideas was that why don't we just take the 401k plan and we'll put annuities inside the 401k plan for people when they retire. Yeah, what a great idea. It's a pension. That's great. What's going to happen, though, when all these people, they're thinking they're going to get a pension? Wait, what? It's $200 a month? I can't live on that. Sounds great. But you better have a lot of money in your 401k if it has an annuity inside it to actually provide a bona fide pension. Here's an important consideration about what you're doing if you're saving money in your 401k, in your IRA, if you're saving money as an expat in a brokerage account. I don't care what you're saving that money. You're saving it for your future. And what it's going to produce for you is passive income. That's why you're doing this. So you can sit around and log into your account and see, oh, there's my money. I don't have to do anything today. Even if it goes down, you can just live off the principal that you've accumulated, or maybe you can live off the growth of the dividends. This is why you're saving to begin with, is to live off of your money without having to do anything. One of the benefits of investing in this way is it's incredibly flexible. You can stop when you want. You can put in more when you want. Nobody's going to call you and ask you to come over and fix their house or the house, your house that you're renting out to them if you have a brokerage account or an investment account. So don't overlook what you're doing or begin a quest for something else if you really have a good track and a good plan to have a nice savings amount when you retire, because that's going to produce hopefully plenty of passive income that will provide for you for the rest of your life.
Thank you for listening to the Plan Vision Podcast. Let us know if you have any questions or comments on the topics covered.